This is Akashwani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for a slew of development projects worth 5,536 crore rupees at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today. The projects cover key sectors including urban development, infrastructure, water resource management, healthcare and revenue services. The Prime Minister will also participate in a special event to commemorate 20 years of Gujarat urban growth story in Gandhinagar. More from our correspondent.
A series of urban developmental projects across cities like Jamnagar, Surat, Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar and Junagadh will be launched today. A major highlight will be the groundbreaking of Phase 3 of Sabarmati Riverfront Project in Ahmedabad, worth over 1,000 crore rupees. The PM will also inaugurate over 22,000 homes built under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, costing rupees 1,000 crore. In the health sector, the PM will inaugurate the UN Mehta Cardiology Institute in Gandhinagar and Lady Foundation Stone for 588 crore IPD facility in Ahmedabad. He will also distribute developmental cheques of rupees 2,731 crore to 17 municipal corporations and 569 crore to 149 municipalities, marking 20 years of the launch of the Urban Developmental Year in 2005. As a former CM of Gujarat, the PM will now launch the Urban Developmental Year 2025 along with Gujarat's Clean Air Program in Gandhinagar. Akashwani News, Gandhinagar.
President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. The Election Commission has announced the schedule for the biennial elections for the 8 Rajya Sabha seats, including 6 seats from Tamil Nadu and 2 seats from Assam. According to the Commission, the notification will be issued on the 2nd of next month and the polling will be held on 19th of June. The counting of votes will take place on the same day. The biennial elections to be held as the terms of 8 members of the Rajya Sabha are set to expire between June and July this year. 6 Rajya Sabha MPs from Tamil Nadu, Dr. Ambumani Ramdas, M. Shanmugam, N. Chandrasekharan, M. Mohammad Abdullah, P. Wilson and Vaiko would retire on 24th of July this year. 2 seats from Assam will fall vacant with the retirement of Mission Ranjan Das and Virendra Prasad Vaishya on the 14th of next month. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has pointed out that terrorist organizations are openly operating from the cities and towns of Pakistan. He said terrorism is an open business in Pakistan that is supported, financed and used by the Pakistani military and the state. In an interview to a German newspaper, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has sent a clear signal to the terrorists that price has to be paid by them for carrying out terrorist attacks. On India's retaliatory attacks after the Pahalgam terror attack, External Affairs Minister said, Indian strike was measured and non-escalating. He said India showed that India can disable their air defense systems. On the ceasefire between India and Pakistan, Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted that the cessation of firing was agreed between the military commanders of both sides through direct contact. He said India effectively hit and incapacitated Pakistan's main air bases and air defense systems. Getting to sports now, Indian para-athlete Mahendra Gurjar scripted history by setting a new world record in the men's javelin F42 category at the Nordwil World Para-Athletics Grand Prix in Switzerland yesterday. Gurjar produced a brilliant throw of 61.17 meter to claim the gold medal in the men's javelin F42 category at the event and set a new record en route to his triumph. IMD has issued a red alert for heavy rain and thunderstorms in 9 districts of Maharashtra, including Mumbai. The state government has appealed to citizens to adhere to weather advisories and avoid venturing out unless necessary. The southeast monsoon entered Telangana yesterday, almost 2 weeks ahead of its usual schedule. This, and with that, we end this news bulletin.